army marches on its stomach, and so does a community. Join Sharon Lurie Tuesdays at 11 a.m. for the Chai FM Cooking Corner. Come hungry.
Oh, yes, it is the final countdown to Pesach, but don't let that put you into the Pesach panic mode, as I say. Rather, just know that it's going to be okay on the night. I'm Sharon Lurie, the Kosher Butcher's wife, and I'll be sharing a couple of recipes to get you excited about Pesach. So, you know, there's something so special, well, for me anyway, that just speaks directly to my soul on Pesach. It's just so full of beautiful memories and moments of family unity and togetherness and fun and the special time that all the family get involved and I know you're saying to me, okay, so how do you get all the family involved and, you know, and you, but you want your family to be involved and to remember Pesach as the fun chag. Not the nightmare chag. So, moms, sometimes, yeah, we do get a little frustrated and it does get a little bit hard and we do start to panic. But just remember that for future years, we want our children to go, oh, we used to love Pesach, like I'm doing at the moment. So, I know you're going to say to me, okay, so how do we make it fun? Especially, you know, the Siddurim, how do we make the Seder fun when some people can't speak Hebrew, they can't read Hebrew, some don't know all the songs. But I'm going to give you a couple of little tips, especially for the younger members of the family, who you want, you know, you want the younger kids after all. That's what the Seder is all about. It's teaching the children. So how do we get them involved? So what I've found that works quite well is with teenage children and a little younger, is give them all a job. Okay, so now the one is in charge of eggs and salt water. And literally that's from the get-go to removing them off the table. So you get them to actually phone people and say to them, would you prefer boiled potato? Would you prefer an egg that night? Because a lot of people don't eat eggs, like me. And then you get that person you've given the egg job to make sure that the salt water is made, make sure that you've peeled everything beautifully, that there's no eggshell on the eggs, place it on the table, make sure that there's a teaspoon with each one, and then their job doesn't end until they remove the dishes off the table. And then you can give another person another job, another child. Their job is to ensure that there's enough wine for everybody, to ensure that you've got enough for 4 cups of wine per person. And that person can actually also be in charge of the matzah. So make sure that the matzah is on the table and covered, you know, that the Kohen, Levi and Yisrael piece of matzah, that there's enough matzah in front of everybody and that there's enough matzah, you know, throughout the Seder that everybody, so that, you know, to keep these kids on their toes and alert at the table. And it's actually quite fun afterwards because you hear them sort of discussing and go, well, my department was spot on. We had enough wine, we had enough matzah, and, you know, the other ones say, well, I had to do the eggs, and that's quite a job. But it keeps them on their toes. And another thing that I also like to do, especially with the younger kids, because, you know, it's very difficult for them to sort of be in charge of that kind of thing. So what I do is, as I've told you before, I get the children, in fact, this afternoon is our painting afternoon, I get them to make an overlay or a runner in let's say, in the particular color scheme that we're using for the Seder. So this year it's green and white. So I bought a whole lot of green paint and I allow them just to paint a beautiful overlay or a runner depicting Pesach, what Pesach means to them. And they draw the four cups of wine and they get to the table and they just love it that they were part of this whole big Seder. So, do that with the kids. And you know, you want people to stick around and you want people to be involved. And another way that you can get people involved and keep them on their toes so that they don't doze off at the table is make some cards with questions and just randomly throw out a question, you know, just short questions, giving each child a chance to answer. And if they don't get it right, then somebody else will answer, and you give little prizes. But when I say prizes, little prizes. You know, I mean, you can give the girls some jewelry to remind, but, you know, just like fun jewelry, even if it's like plastic jewelry to the little ones, just to remind us of the jewelry that we took out of Egypt as compensation for all the work that we did there. So everything has a deeper meaning. Okay. I mean, I've heard of people that do theme evenings. They dress up for the Seder. And that's fun kind of thing to do because everybody gets excited and sort of anticipates what the next person's going to wear. But one thing, remember, no long warts, okay, because that really puts people to sleep. Short and sweet statements. After the break, I'll come back with some tips and ideas.
An army marches on its stomach, and so does a community. Join Sharon Lurie Tuesdays at 11 a.m. for the Chai FM Cooking Corner. Come hungry.
Okay, so for those of us who are not traveling to Israel and here and making our seders here and need to get all sorts of fun recipes, I'm here to help you. Okay, so we have, as I said, we want to create a nice vibe for Pesach. So couple of little things that you can do is you can put little frogs on the table, locusts on the table, back scratchers, because that's to scratch your backs for the lass, dark glasses for darkness, representing darkness, and ping pong balls representing hail. I mean, there's so many different things that you can do that you can put on the table that remind you of the 10 plagues. So if you've got any exciting ideas for the Seder, please SMS them through on 34519 and they'll come directly through to us on the SMS line or phone in on our new studio number, which is 010-140-3020. You can also WhatsApp us on 061-895-1019. Stick all those numbers into your cell phone list and list of contacts, and then you can just easily call us and share some exciting recipes or some tips on creating a wonderful vibe for the Seder. But I've also been asked, I must tell you, every time I go shopping, I see something, they go, what are you making for your Seder? Tell me. And you know what? I always decide, okay, so I'm going to have the lamb ribs, I'm going to have this, I'm going to have that. When I start pulling out all my recipes, I go, oh, the more I look at this, the more I change my mind. So I don't know. Between now and tomorrow, I could change my mind 1,000 times. But anyway, I'll still share some of the some recipes with you. But it's not only about recipes this Pesach. We've also got to remember the Seder plates. We've got to remember that, you know, check that we've got certain things. And I always remember 10 very important items. And we have to remember the 3 matzahs. We have to remember to put 6 things on the Seder plate, the plate itself. And there's also so many different spiritual, Kabbalistic meanings behind all, you know, the different things that we have on the Seder plate. But the rabbis can deal with that. I'm dealing with the food. So we have to have charoset, which is a mixture of grated or blended, fruit, we'll stick in the food processor, apples, wine, nuts, cinnamon, and sugar. We also have to have the eggs, the roasted egg, or potato and salt water. We need a shank bone or neck of lamb. We need maror, which is horseradish. We need a roasted egg, as I said. Karpas, which can be that's greenery, so it can be parsley. You can even use onion if you want to. Salt water, wine, and make sure that you've got enough wine for the arba kosot, which is the 4 cups for everybody. Don't forget your hagodas. What else do we need? And then, of course, we need the food. So I'm going to start by sharing some dessert recipes. So we're going backwards. Now, I know that everybody's freaking out. There's no olive whip. But we can make beautiful chocolate ice cream, which I have posted on my site and the Chai FM sites. I'm not going to go through all that, but basically it's eggs and chocolate and egg whites. It's absolutely delicious. It's easy and it almost tastes like gelatissimo, but not quite. So the internet has been buzzing with all sorts of ice creams and sorbet ideas for Pesach. And one recipe that I've actually made before, and it turns out very nicely, is a frozen banana. So what you do is go out today and get your bananas, or get nice soft ones. I mean, you don't want black, bruised, horrible ones. You want nice, ripened bananas, not too overripe, but then you don't want them too green because they become a little bit too powdery. So you need 6 ripe bananas and you freeze them, a cup of blackberries frozen, and 2 teaspoons of fresh lemon, which is optional. If you don't want to put lemon in, you don't have to. But here you'll see there's no sugar. So this is quite nice for diabetics. Now what you do is with the frozen bananas, peel bananas, cut them into chunks, and then you freeze them. And you freeze them with the blackberries. And then you put, once they're frozen, you put bananas into the bowl of your food processor. And you just pulse the berries and the bananas together. And then sort of push it down on the sides. Switch it off, push it down on the sides. And with a spoon or spatula, and then put it on again and pulse it for a few times until it's really nice and soft and creamy. And you can even remove some and you can eat it there and then because it's almost frozen like ice cream, but we're not going to do that. We're going to put it straight back into the freezer. You can add some chopped nuts if you want to and process those. Or you can just leave it as fruit, blackberries, and then you can squeeze in a little bit of juice, pulse it up again, and just stick it back into the freezer. And, I mean, if you really want to, you could do it with strawberries, you could do it with blueberries, you can do it with mangoes. And if you don't want it so fruity, then leave out the blueberries and just do the bananas and add some peanut butter to it. So in South Africa, we can have peanut butter. And then just stick it back in the freezer. And while I'm talking about ice creams, don't forget that tip that I gave you last week where you make the little grape juice lollies. So you pour some grape juice into those mini little cups, put a stick in and freeze them. And you can give that to the kids during the Seder. That'll keep them happy. Okay, so another quick idea, this comes from Tracy Terespolsky's book, Ready, Steady, Pesach, and it's a collection of delicious Pesach treats. What she does is I've just been told I have to go to an ad break. So let's go to the ad break, and then I'm going to come back with the sorbet ideas.
An army marches on its stomach, and so does a community. Join Sharon Lurie Tuesdays at 11 a.m. for the Chai FM Cooking Corner. Come hungry.
As I said, I'm going to come back with some sorbet recipes for you from Tracy's book. So she has a granadilla sorbet. So you can buy granadillas. They come in a packet. I think they're about 8 granadillas a pack. 1 packet of those, 2.5 cups of sugar, 3 egg whites, 2 cups of orange juice. So you can just squeeze fresh orange juice and about 5 1/4 cups of water. And then what she says you must do is you boil the sugar and the water and the orange juice, and then you just allow it to boil it all together, and you just allow it to cool slightly. And then you beat the grenadilla pulp into the juice mixture and you freeze it until it's sort of slushy. And then you re-beat it again, and then you add the stiffly beaten egg whites and freeze it. So that's simple enough for a lovely grenadilla sorbet. She also gives us a recipe for marshmallow ice cream. You see, I'm giving you all the recipes without Orly Whip, so we don't have to panic. It's 6 eggs, 1 1/2 cups of sugar divided, pineapple pulp or mango pulp or grenadilla pulp. Now, I saw they had tinned mango, but you can use fresh. I mean, you can get beautiful mangoes at the moment. And you whip up the 6 egg whites with 1 cup of sugar, so it's almost like a meringue, and you know, until they firm, and then just put that aside. And then you make any flavoring you wish. You can use the pineapple, mango, or any other fruit, but fold pulp into yellows before folding into whites. Okay, so you mix the fruit with the egg yellows, and then you add a little bit more sugar to the egg yellows because it's divided. So it's the 1/2 cup with the egg yellows and 1 cup with the egg whites beaten up. And then you fold the whites into the yellow mixture, and then, and the fruit, which you have blended to a pulp, and you freeze it until you're ready to serve it and take it out, I would say about 20 minutes before. And, but although this doesn't get very hard, so what, because there isn't any water in it. So what you do is you don't, you just take it out about, yeah, 15, 20 minutes before. Okay. So that's some, this lemon ice cream I made last year, and it just works so well. You'll need 4 eggs separated, 1/2 cup of white wine, 1/2 cup of sugar, and the juice of 2 lemons. And if you want to, you can leave out the white wine, but you, all you have to do is beat the egg yolks and the sugar until it's like a lovely lemon color, light cream color. And then you stir in the lemon juice and the wine, and then you fold in the stiffly beaten egg whites and you freeze it. And it really is delicious, and it's very refreshing. And you can actually sort of serve it in between the your soup, if you're having soup or if you're having fishes or whatever, and the main course. So that's a lovely sorbet that you can serve as well for your desserts. And, of course, you can also do, if you don't want to do lemon, you can do grapefruit. So, and I saw the most beautiful pink grapefruits yesterday. So they're lovely and sweet. I tasted one last night. And you'll need 1 cup of grapefruit juice, 2/3 of a cup of sugar, and 1 3/4 cups of water. And all you do is you boil the sugar and the water for about 8 to 10 minutes. So that's a nice simple syrup. And you add the grapefruit juice to that and freeze it. And then after about 3-4 hours, when it's a bit slushy and the started freezing on the outside, put your immersion blender, your hand blender back in or fork, and just rebeat it. And then you add the stiffly beaten egg whites and you freeze it again. So there are some lovely sorbets for you. And for those who love puddings, I have to share this beautiful Malva Pesach Malva pudding with you. So you will need 1 3/4 cups of pitted dates. I know that at Fresh Fellas, they've got the dates already checked for you. You'll need 1 1/2 cups of water, 1 1/2 teaspoons of bicarbonate of soda, 1/2 cup of coconut oil softened. Now, you can soften it in the microwave, or if you've left it out, it will probably be quite soft anyway. It's not that it's so cold at the moment. If it turns to liquid when warm, that's fine. Don't worry about that. You'll also need 1/2 cup of sugar. You'll need 1/2 cup of plain syrup or ginger syrup. Okay, so I make up my own ginger syrup with water and sugar. So it's 2 to 1. So it's like, it's 2 cups of sugar to 1 cup of water. And you just dissolve that together with a couple of pieces of ginger in it. And that makes up a lovely ginger syrup, which you can use for a lot of things. And I know, you know, some people don't use the Illova processed boiled syrup. So this is great. You'll need 1/2 cup of that. I make extra so that you've got for something else, for your meat dishes or whatever. You've got a wonderful ginger syrup. You'll need 1/2 cup of that, 2 eggs. Now, if you, sorry, just to go back to the ginger syrup, if you don't want to you make up your own ginger syrup, then just use 1/2 cup of regular syrup. I think it's the Illova. And you just add 1 teaspoon of ground ginger spice to the ginger syrup, or to the regular syrup. You'll also need 2 eggs, 5 mils of vanilla essence. For those who don't want to use the processed ready-made vanilla essence, all you do is you just get a vanilla stick and you just a few days before stick the vanilla stick into the sugar. In fact, I'd keep about 2-3 cups of sugar and put the vanilla sticks into it and you always have vanilla sugar ready. You'll need 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, ground cinnamon, a pinch of salt, 3/4 cup of potato flour and 1 cup of almond flour and 1 teaspoon of baking powder. You don't have to use the baking powder if you don't want to, but it makes it a little lighter. What you can do, of course, is you can separate the eggs and beat the egg white separately and then add it. But I will just give you those ingredients again because I know people say that I read them out. Well, actually, my husband said, you read out your ingredients too fast and people can't write it down. So I will be giving it to the producer and she can put it on the website. But for those who want to write it down at the moment, it's the Pesach Malva pudding, 1 3/4 cups of pitta dates, 1 1/2 cups of sugar, 1 1/2 teaspoons of bicarbonate of soda, 1/2 cup of coconut oil, 1/2 cup of sugar. Ooh, let me just turn this page. 1/2 cup of plain or ginger syrup, 2 eggs. If you're not using the ginger syrup, don't forget to add 1 teaspoon of ginger spice to the Illova syrup. 2 eggs, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, a pinch of salt, 3/4 cup of potato flour, 1 cup of almond flour, 1 teaspoon baking powder. So this recipe doesn't call for matzah meal. If you want to, then I would just use 1 1/2 cups of matzah meal to replace the potato flour and almond flour. I keep it gluten-free because we have a lot of gluten-free people that are allergic to gluten in our home. So that's what I do. Now, you'll also need to make up a sauce. And the sauce is 1/2 cup of sugar dissolved, 1 cup of water, and 1 thumb of fresh ginger. Just about, 2-3 centimeters of fresh ginger. And that's for the sauce, which you will make up while your cake is baking, while your malva pudding is baking in the oven. So what you need to do is preheat the oven to 180. In fact, I would say 170 because I find that if you use matzah meal and the ginger syrup, it tends to go dark quite quickly. So preheat the oven to 170 and you grease an oven-proof dish. I'd say about 24 by 13 centimeters. That's for like quite a nice deep dessert. If you want to, you can make it thinner, but then that of course alters the baking time. And you can do about 24 by 24, a square one, or you can do the larger tinfoil containers. And then you put the dates into a small saucepan, sprinkle it with bicarbonate of soda, and then you cover cover with water and bring it to the boil. And just let it once it's boiling, turn it down, let it simmer for about a minute, and then remove it from the heat and allow it to cool. And then using an electric mixer, you cream together the softened coconut oil, the sugar and the syrup until it's light and fluffy. And then you add the eggs one at a time, making sure just to mix it all well. And add the vanilla essence to that. And then you sift the flours, the potato flour and the almond flour. Almond flour may be a bit difficult to sift, but I'm sure it's okay. It's only just come out now, so there shouldn't be any chochos in it. You add both the flours, and then carry on mixing this, and then you add the cool dates, and still in the water mixture, and beat that all together, and then you scrape down the sides of the bowl with a spatula, and then mix it together for a couple more minutes, and then just bake it for about in your prepared dish. So you want to put a little bit of coconut oil or margarine if you're going to use that, or butter if you're using butter, and you bake it for about 20 to 30 minutes on 170. Remember, it depends on the size of your dish as well. So if it's a long, a narrow kind of dish, or the mixture is about 3 centimeters high, then just bake it for about 20 minutes. If it's more a denser kind of batter, it's a smaller dish, then bake it for 30. And then after that, you just put on, after the 30 minutes or the 20 minutes, put a piece of tin foil on top of that. And you let it cook for about another 10, switch off the oven, let it cook for about another 10, 20 minutes. And then while it's all cooking, you dissolve the sugar in the water, as I said, with the ginger, and you let that just cook on a slow sort of bubbling roll for about 15 minutes. Remove it from the oven, the cake from the oven, and you should put a skewer in. If it still, comes out with a little bit of mixture on it and it's not cooked 100% through, stick it back into the oven, remove the tin foil, stick it back in the oven which has been switched off, until comes out nice and clean. And then you make little holes either with a toothpick or wooden society stick, and you pour the juice, the beautiful syrup, over your malva pudding, and you can serve this with chocolate ice cream or whatever you want to serve it with. Okay, so that's that dessert. Now I'm going to be sharing with you, I do have a cheesecake recipe that I will serve a little later, but let me begin with a live read quickly. Pick and Pay Harper Norwood Kosher Butchery wants to make Pesach more affordable for you. So listen to this. Every time you spend 500 rand at the butchery, put your slip into the box at the information counter, and today it could be your name drawn for 1,000 rand meat products from the Kosher Butchery. So Pick and Pay Harper Norwood, while you're there looking to see what you're going to put in your trolley dash, you can go buy some meat and put your slip into the box at the information. Pick and Pay Harper Norwood wishes you and your family a chag kasher v'sameach. Okay, so I'm going to try and get some more recipes in, and we'll start off with a very simple brownie recipe, which is 4 eggs, 1 1/4 cups of cups of sugar, 3/4 cup of oil or coconut oil, 1/4 cup of cocoa powder, or 100 grams of Parv chocolate melted, and 1/4 cup of potato starch, and 1 cup of ground almonds. Now, if you want to, you can do 1 1/4 cups potato starch if you don't want to use the ground almonds. And all you do is just mix everything together. You can just whisk the eggs, add the sugar, add the oil, add the cocoa powder or the melted chocolate, then fold in your potato starch and your cup of ground almonds. And, or if you want to use 3/4 cup of potato starch, you can do that. And you bake that on 170 for about 40 minutes. And that should do it. And that is absolutely delicious, served with the chocolate ice cream, which I said was on the website. And there you have it. Some beautiful desserts. So you've got your sorbets, you've got your waffle tart, you've got, I'll give you the cheesecake recipe a little later. You've got the banana, the frozen banana dessert. You've got the malva pudding. And let's go to some recipes now for salads. Okay, so this year I'm just doing one huge salad. I do sort of, you know, a few of the eggplant salads with a bit of garlic and the onion, and, you know, we dip matzah in that, and then, you know, the avo and the garlic and that kind of thing. By the way, please excuse my voice, but I've had some flu. So, but I'd rather be giving you recipes with a husky voice than nothing at all. So what we're going to do is I'm going to give you a recipe for a salad dressing, which is so simple and it's just works so well. You can, all you need is one small onion, 3/4 cup of light olive oil, or just regular oil. In fact, I prefer regular oil, 6 tablespoons of fresh lemon juice. Yep, lemon trees are certainly full of lemons, so there you go. Go to your lemon tree, get some lemon juice, 4 tablespoons of sugar or the equivalent sweetener, and 2 teaspoons of salt. Just cut the onions into quarters, and you just place the onions and the rest of the ingredients into your food processor or your blender, and just blend it until it's smooth, and you store it in your glass, and it keeps well in the fridge, and you can just serve it over a salad, beautiful lettuce salad with some lovely purple onions and some nuts and whatever. So there you have, you can even serve it over a lovely sliced cabbage salad. So that's a simple enough salad dressing recipe, and double up if you want to, because you'll use it all up over Pesach. So that is a quick and easy recipe for salads. And after the song, we're going to come back with a couple of recipes for meat, last minute ideas.
An army marches on its stomach, and so does a community. Join Sharon Lurie Tuesdays at 11 a.m. for the Chai FM Cooking Corner. Come hungry.
Okay, so a quick and easy barbecue sauce. We're talking Pesach recipes, and just to help you, this is a very simple, quick and easy barbecue sauce that you can put on anything. So you'll need 1 1/4 cups of homemade or store-bought tomato sauce, 3/4 cup of vinegar, 1/4 cup of apple juice, 1/4 cup of brown sugar. Now, you can use the contacted kosher desk yesterday, and you can use brown sugar, the Salati one, as long as it's a brand new packet that you buy before and open for Pesach. So I prefer the brown sugar. Somehow it has like more of a molasses kind of flavoring to it. So it's 1/4 cup of brown sugar, 1/4 cup of honey, 1/3 cup of oil, 3 to 5 cloves of garlic crushed, depending how much garlic you like, 1 teaspoon of salt, ground black pepper, and if you want to put a tablespoon of grated ginger, fresh ginger. It just gives it a wow taste. Okay, so all you do is you mix that all together, and you can boil it up if you want to. I like to boil it all together, you know, to get absorb all that lovely ginger as well, the fresh ginger, and then let it cool and just stick it into a jar, into a bottle. But what I would do is double up on this recipe, because it really is a yummy, quick and easy barbecue sauce, and something that you can use for everything. I mean, you can even stick your roast into a chollen pot or crock pot or whatever you call it, and just throw 2 cups of this easy barbecue sauce over it, and you have wonderful roasts. Okay, so now I go on to teriyami. I call it teriyami because it's not real teriyaki. Because I haven't seen any teriyaki sauce. I don't know why they call it yucky, because it's so delicious. It's so yummy, not yucky. Anyway, this is the teriyami sauce that I make. It's 1 to 2 tablespoons of oil, 2 cloves of fresh of garlic crushed, 2 teaspoons of finely grated ginger, 2 tablespoons of sugar, 1 tablespoon of syrup, 1 tablespoon red wine vinegar, 1/4 cup of red wine, 1 beef cube, or you can use a tablespoon of the beef powder. So you can get the Telma, I think, beef stock powder, and you dissolve that in 1/2 cup of water, and 1 cup of Coca-Cola, not the diet one, 1 teaspoon of potato flour dissolved in 1/2 cup of cold water, and a handful of fresh coriander, just chopped up. And then all you do is you just bring that all to the boil and let it cool, and then you can put it onto chicken. So it's such a simple recipe, because all you have to do is get a ready cooked barbecue chicken or two, portion it up, and then what I do is I just cut up some sticks of celery on the diagonal, just sort of flash fry them, because you want them to be nice and crispy. 1 cup of carrots, cut matchstick style, julienne style, 1/2 a fresh English cucumber, matchstick style, and you just, as I say, flash fry that all together. You can also add some onion leaves. So what I do is I cut the onion into 8 and just peel the leaves and add that. So it really looks like a lovely sort of Chinese teriyaki chicken. And pour the sauce over the chicken, the cut up chicken, throw the vegetables on top, and there you have a beautiful teriyami chicken. And you can get, I saw some Asian crispy noodles that are already fried. You can put that on top, and you have some delicious chicken for your seder. Now, everybody knows how to make their mayonnaise. You can make your own mayonnaise, and you can add, if you don't, it's just 2 egg yolks or 1 egg, 1 cup of oil, 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, 2 teaspoons of sugar and 2 teaspoons of salt. And in your processor, you just whip the egg or the egg yolks and slowly trickle in the oil into your food processor and just keep beating it, and it will turn to rich, beautiful mayonnaise. And that you can add to your salad dressing as well. And if you want to, that salad dressing recipe that I gave you before, if you want to, you can add a little bit of fresh ginger to that salad dressing, the Au Naturel salad dressing. After the break, I'm going to come back with I'm going to do the tickled pink brisket recipe.
An army marches on its stomach, and so does a community. Join Sharon Lurie Tuesdays at 11 a.m. for the Chai FM Cooking Corner. Come hungry.
Welcome back to the show. It's Sharon Lurie, and we are talking Pesach. But let me quickly do my last read, my last advert, because I think this is quite an important one. How will you be spending Pesach this year? If you thought going away for Pesach was unaffordable, think again. Join Or Africa this Pesach at Te Thabo Echo Lodge, just 20 minutes from Johannesburg. Come for the day and stay the night, or come for the whole of Pesach. It's all up to you. There are great daily activities, international rabbis speaking, nightly entertainment, the food of the highest Chabad supervision, and the accommodation, I believe, is out of this world. So for more details, visit the website godaddysites.com. I'll say that again, orafrica, one word, godaddysites.com, or SMS Pesach to 34519, and they will contact you. So there's something, a nice outing for you for the day or for the whole of Pesach. Okay, so our tickled pink brisket with roasted beetroot. You will need 3 kilos of pickled hump or pickled brisket, which you need to wash very well. Then you boil it for about an hour, just an hour, with 4 bay leaves. You will also need 5 medium to large-sized beetroots boiled until cooked through. And you'll need to peel and slice them into quarters. You'll also need 5 large onions sliced in half and then into semicircles. Yes, because it's that onion that gives it that delicious taste. 1/2 cup of brown sugar, 1 teaspoon of fine grated ginger, 1 teaspoon of garlic, optional, 1 teaspoon of horseradish, 1 cup red wine, 1/2 cup of tomato puree or your homemade tomato sauce, 1 tablespoon crushed peppercorns, and 3 tablespoons of apricot jam. So you fry your onions until, now remember, while your meat is boiling, just want to boil it for about an hour because you're going to still leave it in your oven for about 4 or 5 hours afterwards. So while you're boiling your meat, you fry onions until golden brown. Then you add sugar, ginger, garlic, horseradish, and wine, and scrape off all those delicious golden caramelized onions. And you simmer this for about 5 minutes, allowing the sauce to reduce just a little. And if you cook it a little longer, it will just, you know, just thicken up and almost become an onion marmalade, I would imagine, which can be used on almost any dish. I mean, it's just a versatile dish or sauce is the onion marmalade. So then you would then add your tomato paste, peppercorns and apricot jam, give it a good mix, and then place your meat into a cooking bag, pour the sauce on top of it, gently place the beetroots on the side, and you just allow it to roast on 160 for about 4 to 5 hours. So why is it called tickled pink? Because the meat has been pickled. So when meat is pickled, it's sort of pinky red when you slice it. And then you've got the beetroots added to it, which gives that another little bit nice dimension of pink. And then you've got your red wine. So that is our tickled pink recipe, which is a real winner. Now, I have to wrap up. I was going to give you a recipe for breast of lamb with mint and rosemary stuffing. Absolutely delicious. I think, I'm going to have to put that on the site, because if you go, in the meantime, go into your butcher, ask him for 4 breasts of lamb and ask them to cut a pocket into the breast. That's between the breast bones and the breast, the meaty part, and they'll cut a pocket for you, and you'll make a beautiful, I'll put it on the site, beautiful stuffing, which I will give you, and that really goes a long way. So I will put the recipes, I'm going to go and give them to our producer straight away, and she can put them on the site. Have a kosher Pesach, have a wonderful Pesach, and remember, it's an eat in meat that makes this show complete. Thank you for joining me.